Sokoladuma Radio. SportPesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. SportPesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Hello once again and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. As usual, we have Doc in the house. He is a SportPesa ambassador and obviously a football legend. We'll discuss a hot topic and we'll also give you a fixture prediction. It's getting hot in the relegation battle, with more than five teams still standing a chance to go to the National First Division. It's an unenviable position to be in. What does Dr. Kumalo think? Which team does he think will be the relegated team? Well, hang on there, be with us. You will hear from the man himself as he let you know which team or which two teams will be relegated this season. Before we get into it though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Joining me now on the line is SportPesa ambassador and football legend in South Africa, Dr. Kumalo. Doc, thank you very much for being with us on the SportPesa Sit Down with Doc. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thanks to you. And thank you very much for being honest and being there for SportPesa. We really love you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that. Welcome, Doc, to our fans on the Sit Down with Doc. Well, it's an interesting race. There are two interesting races. One is at the top and one is at the bottom. So we're now choosing to speak about the race at the bottom. Maritzburg United, Chippa United, Free State Stars, Baroka, Black Leopards, Golden Arrows, AmaZulu even. All of those teams have 17, 20, 21, 21, 25, 25, 26 points. What do you make of the race at the relegation battle? And which teams do you think perhaps are in danger of being relegated? One obviously being Maritzburg United.
Frankly, I should applaud and give credit to the teams, if not the entire PSL, because for a change, we cannot tell which team is going to be relegated. We cannot tell which team is going to be in the top eight or out of the top eight. We cannot tell which team is going to be crowned champion. Let's focus now on the guys right at the bottom, which is not a conducive situation. It's not a good place to be at. Being there with Baroka while I was there a couple of seasons ago. When we look at the situation at the moment, we see teams blowing hot and cold, whereby Maritzburg United managed to salvage points against AmaZulu, and they went on to lose to Kaizer Chiefs. And that on its own derailed them leapfrogging any other team. And with Chippa United losing against SuperSport at home, and having led Black Leopards 2-0 halftime, and I thought, wow, what a comeback by Chippa. Wow, we're going to see a miracle here. They'll be probably leapfrogging other teams at the bottom. They lost the game. And now, the build up of the whole thing, Leopards out of nowhere, they are finding their right footing. They are now leapfrogging other teams, and they are on top there, 25 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And with the AmaZulu at 26. But the build up of the whole thing is just that within the 6, 7, 8 teams that we're talking about, it's not a big margin apart. Anything can happen in the last 6, 7 games that we have to witness. It sounds like probably I'm exaggerating or probably insinuating things, but a miracle can happen. But only if in the next 2 to 3 games, the bottom team and the second bottom last team, they cannot get 6 points, then it definitely takes over. Those teams will be fighting for either automatically relegated or going for playoffs.
And one thing that is common about these teams as well is the changing of coaches. I mean, we know what Chippa United have done over the season. Maritzburg United has had the same problems in the changing of coaches. So have Free State Stars. Baroka are the only team that has been stable with no change of coaching. Perhaps unlucky. However, they are also there at the bottom. But the changing of coaches has had severe consequences for Free State Stars, Chippa United, and Maritzburg United.
Yeah, that has been the gist of the story. You know, the changing of coaches and also probably losing prominent players, you know, to be the team. Yes, of course, we're talking Baroka that has won one major trophy in the PSL.
Yeah.
And one can argue the fact that probably they just sustained to win the PSL to win that major trophy. But that's not the case. They're finding very difficult to come out of the bottom because it's not easy. I did allude to the fact that it's better to gain points before the Christmas break in order for you to be sustained or to be able to tell that you are in a comfort position where you are guaranteed a PSL status end of the season. But that was not the case. And we saw Baroka, since they've won the trophy, they've been losing games constantly.
Mm.
And with Maritzburg United, the unfortunate body just alluded to the chopping changing of coaches, it might have jeopardized their chances of coming out of the relegation. Yes, with Chippa, it's the same situation scenario. And Clinton managed to get some couple of points on his arrival, but yeah. Now I'm not sure what is happening because it's starting to decline, it's starting to lose points at home and away. Because I thought home would be better because you have the top player, you know, to make you guys be able to get the points. But having said that, it's still early. Let's just wait for the next two games in order for us to conclude that these are the real candidates of that we get later.
Yeah, all right. Before we move along then, just to sum it up for you, if the number 16th team, Maritzburg United, Chippa United, number 15, do not gain the next 6 points in the next two games, then they will definitely be in trouble.
They will definitely be in trouble. Those will be their candidates.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the games that are remaining for both teams, those are not just games. They are very serious, crucial games because they have away home, and there are teams that are really wanting to win the league. Some want to be out of the relegation, some want to be in the PSL. So the games that are remaining for both teams are a very serious game. I mean, we were talking to Maritzburg that it still has to face Sundowns.
Mm. Doc, we now look at four fixtures that will take place over the next 4 weeks. SuperSport United play Kaizer Chiefs on the 15th of March in a league match. SuperSport United, Kaizer Chiefs, they are a top five team. Both of them, they are in the top six of the Absa Premiership. Let's look at that and possibility who will win that game.
When we look at the previous results, because when you analyze the upcoming results, you refer to the previous result.
Yeah.
When we look at SuperSport, they managed to grab a point away from Chippa in East London, and they only scored one goal. And they came back, they played in Pretoria Super Stadium against 50 stars, and they scored one goal. So there's might be problem of goals. There's a drought. And the third game, maybe like might not seem for them. I'm just thinking. Because for two games in a row, they only managed to score two goals.
Mm.
Now, with Kaizer Chiefs, they've managed to score three against Highlands Park in Devon, but they scored two against them. So they're scoring, but they're conceding. And they came back, and they scored two goals now. So with the two teams playing this coming Friday in Bombela, that's great. I think it will be a draw.
All right. That will be the draw. SuperSport United at home to Kaizer Chiefs in the league on the 15th of March. The dog picks a draw.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Dog, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.